Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. I love being able to teach out of the Gospel of Matthew. Monday, I spoke about a passage in Matthew chapter 6, and I want to go back to the same chapter, but a different verse. In verse 25, Matthew says this in his 6th chapter, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?" Now, when I hear Jesus' words here in Matthew chapter 6, and he says, "This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life," I don't know where that instruction manual was when I was a kid in school, but I wish I would have been taught that when I was like a second grader, because it feels like in second grade, that was about the time things started connecting with me. And honestly, folks, I can be a worrywart, can't you? I mean, I can be the kind of person that can literally let anxiety riddle my soul. And Jesus is saying to us, we worry about things like food and drink and clothes, but that's contextual, because I want you to know that in that day, they didn't have a closet full of clothes. They had a set of clothes. In that day, they didn't have restaurant row, and they didn't have a drawer where they kept gift cards at restaurants they don't like to eat at. It's not like they had credit cards and debit cards. Their food was what would they create for themselves, or what could they afford? You know, in our American way, I don't think we worry so much about food and drink and enough clothes to wear. I think we worry about how are we going to get out of debt. I think we worry about how can we afford a bigger home, or how can we afford the home we've already gotten. I think we worry about, I really want a boat. I really want a second home. I really want a vacation to Europe. I think we worry about those things. But Jesus has this point of saying to you and I, in this affluent society we live in called America, he has the ability to say, but all those worries, do they add a single moment to your life? I mean, it all comes down to this point. Think about it. Every worry I have about money, every worry that I have about affluence, every worry that I have about wanting to leave something better for my kids, I could go on and on, right? Worry about, I want a boat, I want a this, I want a that. When I really get down to the core of what I believe Jesus is saying to me and you is, can all your worries add a single moment to your life, knowing that the moment, I mean, think about it, the moment that life ends, none of those things matter. You won't bring a single one of those to heaven with you. Up earlier in that same verse that I mentioned on Monday, Jesus makes a big deal about, hey, be sure that what you store up are those things that matter in heaven. And then again, he reminds us here, all your worries about the things of this world, they're not going to add a single moment to your life. I've been at the bedside of someone that was in the last moments of their life. I have been laying in the same bed with someone pleading with God to save her life. And I can tell you, nobody at the end of their life is worried about a boat or a second home or a Cadillac or a 401k. Death, my friend, puts all of this in order. And Jesus says, I want you to know, stop spending the time I have for you on this earth to live in abundance and in joy. Stop living that in worry over those things that aren't going to matter, because to worry about those things that do not matter, they're not going to add one blessed second to your life. My friend, today, be sure that your worry is not on those things that you cannot control. Be sure that your worry is founded and grounded to be eliminated because of the presence and the power of Christ alone, and you have built a model in your life to let words like this, the scripture and encouragement, saturate your soul, and that you might could know there is no need to worry. Christ loves me so much, he died for me, that I might have life in abundance, and I might have life eternal. And friend, that doesn't need any worry. Friend, listen, trust him today and be able to walk without that worry. Live in freedom and have a great weekend. I cannot wait for Sunday here at Sugar Hill Church. And thanks so much for listening to the weekday podcast. Please be sure to share these with your friends. When the Lord brings somebody to mind, you say, man, I wish they could have heard this. Go ahead and send it to them. And I'm grateful that you come along with us this day by day, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 5 minutes a day. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.